yourself this phase, just trying to holler at y'all and see what's going on. Had a lot on my mind, reminiscing, trying to figure out these things that are going on my mind. Trying to figure out some puzzles. I'm not here to start nothing. I ain't trying to start nothing. Just got some things that I want to get done. Some things that I want to get solved. Some things I want to enlighten myself with. So maybe y'all take a time and to get the opportunity to stop by and listen to my thoughts. Hope so. Very intellectual. So if you get time, just holler at me. I'm reminiscing all in my room, just trying to figure out a whole lot of things. Until then, y'all have a great day, and thank you for coming in and listening to me. Thanks.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, oh.
I am just so excited and looking forward to what you have to say this week. What's going on in the world?
Well, Dina, we're back again, and I think I'm just going to have to start talking faster in order to get everything on the show that's going on. Well, since I'm not from New York, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull this off, but to be honest with you, we do have a lot to cover. And so it's incredible what's going on. I mean, you know, we talk about this every week, but wow, I've been doing this for a decade, and I know you have too, and I just don't think I've ever seen anything like this in my entire life. What do you think?
No, I have not seen these types of headlines, so many of them, so close together, every day of the week.
And you know, I think we need to do this so we can demonstrate to people, you know, just exactly, you know, what's going on, and the volume of it is substantial. It's a sign. It's a huge sign. Now, what are we doing here? Well, this is what we do every week. Every 7 days, we get together and we kind of review from headlines from all over the world, from publications and all sorts of sources that we get a hold of. And our goal is to line it up with Bible prophecy right straight out of the Bible. And so we track really close with the Bible. And one thing I recommend to everybody who tunes in to what we're doing here is we have an ancillary program that we offer. It's called Revelation for Beginners. It's a great tool for anybody who's never tackled Revelation before. Fantastic. And the way God had all this, you know, outlined in the Bible is even more mind-boggling. Anyway, that just goes to show you how awesome the Bible is, right?
Oh, yeah. The Bible is just incredible.
Yeah. It's just one fantastic document. We have talked about fires in Australia most recently, but check this out. Parts of Queensland continue to battle flash flooding following wild weather across north, with flood warnings in place in several areas. So they've got both going on, fires and floods. We had two children actually die in the Shasta, California landslide following that big rain that they had come through. They actually had, and we've mentioned this before, over 600 landslides in the area. You just can't even fathom that. But I've seen some of the drone shots, and it really did happen. And we talk about this every week. We do have this Facebook page, End Times Landslides. And honestly, it is fantastic from the perspective that God said this would happen, and it's happening. There are so many landslides around the planet. It's just, you just can't imagine. And a decade ago, there wasn't anything close to what's going on right now. But let's get back to our news here. Okay, we've got something going on, Dina, that's really huge. Do you know that there are all kinds of droughts popping up all over the planet?
I knew that we were seeing a lot more droughts than we had in previous years. But tell us more, Susan. I want to know more.
Well, we are seeing floods everywhere, but we simultaneously are seeing drought, and it's incredible. So here are some of the cities around the planet that are in trouble because of drought conditions. Right now, Mexico City has been in the news as the Cutzamala water system, which includes a network of canals, reservoirs, pumping stations, and dams, reaches historical lows at around 39% capacity. I mean, they're really in trouble. That city, probably one of the biggest in the world, 22 million. Okay, I don't know how that stacks up to New York population, but just imagine they're going to be doing some water rationing pretty soon, if not already. Okay, so I'm just going to list off a few of these towns, cities. You'd be amazed at what's going on. We've got Harare, Zimbabwe, is having severe droughts like never before. Cape Town, South Africa, they're limiting 50 liters per day. Phoenix, Arizona is in a crisis mode because the Colorado River is causing problems, and their water flow is decreasing by 35 to 50%, which these figures are huge. Sao Paulo, Brazil, is having shortages. Residents have faced only 22 days remaining before they're running out of water. I guess people don't know these things are going on. But we've got Cairo, Egypt. I mean, they've relied on the Nile River for water, but their consumption has exceeded the river supply. They're going to groundwater now. We've got Kabul, Afghanistan is in trouble. It's estimated about 85% of Kabul's population relies on polluted wells to get water, if you can imagine that. Actually, Sydney, Australia is in trouble with the drought conditions. We've mentioned this before. Catalonia, which is in Spain, which is a city of Barcelona, has the sixth largest population area in the European Union, is in trouble with water restricted to 47.5 gallons of water a day per person. And we are also seeing limitations on water in Beijing and New Delhi, some of these other areas. But even in the United States, we're looking at a drought monitor. And, you know, many parts of the U.S. are starting to experience drought, specifically including Puerto Rico, which is, you know, about 25% of the population. So these things are really going on. Yeah, these are definitely end time signs because they're tracking right along with flooding and everything else. It's incredible. But let's take a look at some of the other things going on. Of course, we're back, you know, watching Russia, and the headlines are really interesting. We've got Russian region will be neutralized if Moscow moves on NATO. And Russia warns NATO is approaching a red line. Putin's new military decree, preparation for large-scale war with NATO. Putin shows off chilling convoy of missiles in Moscow as Sweden also joined NATO. Now, I just want to say something about Russia, because Putin, we've discussed in the past, I think is really big on saving face. And, you know, he's not one to want egg on his face. And I'll tell you what, there have been quite a few events that are really probably actually causing him to be very uncomfortable. And that would be, I guess we've had drones, Ukrainian drones, shoot down 12 warships.
See, y'all got to realize this too, man. You know, I listened to her. I like some of the information that she talking about and giving us about the world event and everything. But I see she's not down the middle about Putin. You know, she always got something negative to say about Putin, but I don't see her saying anything that how America is so corrupt and what America doing, but she always saying something about Putin. So, you know, that's her opinion, that's how I feel, but this is my podcast, I'm letting you know what I see and how I see her spirit. It's not down the middle. It's hypocritical.
Yeah, recently, which Russian warships, so that is a huge thing. We've had a lot of explosions happening in and around Russia. They had a drone explosion in the Finn Bay over there next to St. Petersburg. And this is really moving in close to right into Russia. And here's an interesting thing.
And you see how the crafty counselors that she... Listen, I'm letting y'all peek out how the wordplay that y'all want y'all to check the wordplay out as this. But if not, you know, it can be boring and all this other. But we listen to all the events that are going on in the world and seeing how things that the Most High is manifesting. And we hear the crafted counsel how she's saying a lot of things. You know, you got to watch the wordplay of how she say things and whatever. You know, she talk about Putin and this and that and all the other stuff. So I want you to check it out.
You know, recently North Korea was supplying Russia with munitions, right? I think you knew that. And it was a big deal because North Korea was meeting the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, had made a special trip to meet with Russian leader Putin, and they were exchanging ammunition for funding, which was like a big deal. But now the word is on the street that the munitions that North Korea supplied Russia are, like, half of them are not good. They're from many years back, and they're having to check them all, and I guess they got a bum rap. I don't know if you heard about this, but it's kind of an embarrassment for Putin because, you know, of course, he wants everybody to think he's, you know, absolutely on top of everything, right? And so this is not looking good. But yeah, they think about 50% of...
So she always talking about the Ukraine and how Putin, how close Ukraine is getting to Russia. Russia could blow Ukraine off the map anytime they want to. Russia is just being merciful for Ukraine, and the United States is backing up Ukraine. Look how many adult men died in Ukraine fighting this war. Look at it. Look at the statistics, what they saying. So who is forcing this war? United States. So why is she saying nothing about United States forcing this war to make this war happen? Because you already heard on my last podcast that your president said that he's not bowing down. But you hear her continue talking about Russia fault, Russia did. Of course, you're going to have bits and pieces that mess up. But I guarantee you, if Ukraine could destroy Russia, they would have been done did it. But they can't. And, you know, and all this used to be, that used to be Russian land anyway. So Russia just getting the land back that they had just generally have got given away, or somebody took it away. Now they're getting it back.
That was supplied by North Korea is not good. So that's kind of a serious thing. Well, it just continues to play into his ego situation, which he's I mean, he's like a lot of these other despot leaders. He's very, very ego-driven. And, I mean, if, you know, if somebody gets in his way, he just dispenses with them. Just like recently his opponent, Alexei Navalny, he murdered, I think we can safely say that was a murder in the Siberian prison that he was being held. He was one of the few opponents that he's come up against recently. But the thing about that was they did finally relinquish his body to his family for a funeral. And I don't know what you know about it, Dina, but the mourners lined up for about a mile to mourn him. And they were shouting, Putin was a murderer. And in response, the Russian government is using facial recognition of the people who are coming down there to mourn him, and there are now starting to be some arrests. So this is all very interesting watching this play out. I guess the reason I mention this is all the more reason that I think Putin and his regime are going to get kind of cagey, and they're going to be dangerous because, you know, they do have control of nuclear weapons, right?
Yes, they do.
So what do you think? And this is serious, right?
Yeah, and every week, you know, we're getting more and more headlines in regards to this situation, and it's looking dire. And the thing about it is that people don't know. I mean, I'm looking at some of these headlines, and okay, so yeah, some of them do come from MSN, which is a mainstream media. However, they're not talking about it enough. You know, and I'm sure if we were to go to a site in London or a site in Israel, we would get a lot more information. I'm just using those nations as an example outside of the U.S.
Right.
But it's serious, and people don't realize how very precarious we are right now with Russia and China and North Korea and Iran. You know, I'm sure we're making plans to protect our nation. I'm sure our government is doing that. However, we're not dealing with a full day.
You see how the illusion that you say, she here said the government is taking care of our people. How? Now, y'all, I told you, some people in so much a delusional state, they got the news, but they be putting their own crafty counsel and wordplay in. And you just heard my man talking about how they use these words. So check out her wordplay and how she's doing and saying things.
Heck, for leaders in Russia and North Korea, you guys. These people are out to lunch.
She said, United States, United States really take care of their people. United States then gave, Ukraine all these billions and billions of dollars, and then they get the foreigners in America, they getting these immigrants all this other stuff and resources, and don't even look at the American people. So how you think if they treat us common man and common woman in America like this, is that their people, you know what I'm saying? You got room to talk. Your government is just as ruthless. And you see how the mindset, how they try to play the tennis ball thing, the tennis game.
I mean, I'm sorry, but these, and actually I'm not sorry, these are communistic nations.
Yeah, I mean, they're out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. But
yes, they are. They are.
And here's the thing, too. I'm just to, you know, interject here.
Sure.
Go along exactly with what you're saying is, at the same time, our government is actively starting to turn their back on Israel, which is a very dangerous move when it's really God that's holding back, you know, the dam here for the enemies, America's enemies, right?
Yeah, because, you know, God was pretty clear in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. You know, he says, and I'm, you know, paraphrasing, you bless Israel. In other words, you treat her right. I'll treat you right. You curse Israel. You're going to be cursed. And if this
regime that we have in the White House, I don't even call them a normal administration, they're picking at Israel. And they
see, the thing is right here, fam, that she is so lost and destroyed. She trying to say that those people are the true children of God. This is what she using that scripture for. Oh, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. If I say we're the true children of God, and she continue on here saying that those people, that Caucasian people, are the true children of God, somebody lying, right? Somebody's lying, right? Let's analyze.
Want to divide her land. That's not going to go over well with God. He even says so, and we've talked about this, but maybe there's somebody new tuning in. It's not going to go well. You cannot touch that land and those people. God has his name on Jerusalem, and Israel is the apple of his eye. And people hate to hear that. They don't want to hear that God chose Israel. He chose all of us, all right? He did. But that's his land.
See, you know, you hear the lady say that God chose Israel, right, to be his holy people in this holy land. You hear that. And they saying that the Caucasian man that called itself is not for real, ISH, saying that they the true children of God. Somebody lying, dude, man. These are the things that you got to get your mindset on. And this is the IQ that I'm trying to build y'all up on, bro. Sis. Family. Friends. Loved ones.
And his name is on it. And whether you like it or not doesn't make a difference. Because God's the boss. And that's what he chose. And when you mess with Israel, he will be true to his word. The only truth we have in this world is God's word. That's the only truth, you know, that we can count on. So it's not going to be good. And, you know, and I've heard people say this. I've heard people that have had dreams and visions that when they divide Israel, our land will be divided. And we have some very dangerous fault lines in the center of our nation. Right, Susan?
Well, right. And yeah, I can actually see that happening. It makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, God makes no, he doesn't hold back. He says what he's going to do and he does it. I mean, basically, if you touch those people over there, he's not going to tolerate it. He's drawn the lines and they're already crossing them. So anyway, yeah, it's a very serious hour. I mean, you know, I've mentioned before I was in Russia, and I'll just say this very briefly. I don't think people understand because, you know, not everybody goes over there and sees what's going on from that angle. But when I was there, it's not like the United States. I mean, if you go to a big city and you look at the magazines that are up for sale or whatever, the paraphernalia that you buy, you can find all kinds of stuff. When you go to Russia, everything's Putin, okay? I'm not joking. I mean, you know, all the magazines are Putin, all the shirts are Putin, all the calendars. And so I don't think people just understand how really serious this is, that, you know, we are striking Russia through the Ukrainians and other means. This is very serious. And it's interesting, I saw a couple articles on mainstream news here in the United States, like, oh, if Putin was going to strike in the United States, where would he most likely strike? And they've got locations around the country, and I'm like, I can't believe this. It's like, you know, it's like, it's an article just like matter of fact, like any other article. I'm like, this is really serious. You do understand that if these areas are, we're talking about nuclear warheads in these articles, you know?
Yeah.
So it's almost like people just do not understand the gravity of what's going on here. But I mean, the Bible's clear about it. The Bible talks about what happens, sudden destruction. and comes upon those that, you know, come against his people. And that's exactly what, you know, things are shaping up. But, well, let's just go ahead and head on down and see what all's going around the world, because a lot is going on. We got 7.4 in Vietnam. A powerful earthquake in Vietnam halts daily life and collapses roads. And we had a giant landslide bury the village of Glonglo in Indonesia. So, again, I keep talking about this, but it is going on everywhere. Arabian desert covered with rivers, heavy rains, and hail in Saudi Arabia. That's just not normal, okay? And that's what we're seeing, a lot of not normal all over the planet. At least 12,000 families had been displaced from their homes after torrential rains caused rivers and streams to overflow the Brazilian state of Acre. The government said on Tuesday that 17 of the state's 22 municipalities remained under a state of emergency caused by this devastating rainfall. So this is going on everywhere. 12,000 families displaced. That's not a small number, right? That's huge.
Gargantuan. Is that a word?
Oh, yeah.
It's gargantuan.
Exactly. Last week, we had tornadoes rip through Illinois, Chicago area. They came and they hit Michigan, and they also came into Ohio and did some damage. And so we've had a lot of extreme weather. We've had 100 inches of snow in the Sierra Nevada area out there in California. Just a huge amount of snow. Just not even normal. Record-breaking type of activity there. Thailand had a 6.8 earthquake. And we're seeing earthquakes all over the planet, which is earthquakes in diverse places, the Bible said. We did have Bolivia declare emergency after a flood killed dozens, and we're talking 40 people forced, died, and forced more than 500 families to evacuate the area, and another large number of people evacuated. And Dina, really what's going on around the planet is producing more homelessness all over the place. I mean, people being moved out of their homes into other areas. The homelessness around the whole planet is huge, okay? Well, last week we saw a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in Smith's Ferry, Shake, Idaho. I don't think I've heard about earthquakes in Idaho before, but that's a new one for me.
That is a new one. We don't see earthquakes in Idaho.
That's not normal, okay?
Yeah.
But we've had, hail storm hitting Zhejiang, China, turned the whole area into like an ice river with heavy hailstones hitting that part of China. And that was not too long ago. Gloucester, southwest England, has had a lot of homelessness because of a landslide in that area, probably due to rain, heavy rains. So, I mean, these are just incredible. This is just going on everywhere. And, you know, again, landslides, we've got just a lot of that going on at the coast of California. Homes and mansions just hanging off the edge. We had massive hail hit in Michigan recently, like almost like the size of a small grapefruit, like a pretty good size hailstone hit them. That is like rocks pelting you. I can't imagine like a grapefruit size thing coming down. That would just be unbelievable. But that's the kind of thing we're seeing now all over the planet, a lot of hail. We did have a significant landslide event occur in Centerville Beach near Ferndale in Humboldt County, California, this past week or so. So this is just going on all over the place. I don't know if I mentioned yet, but there was a huge fire in Bangladesh in the capital, leaving more than 40 dead. And it was like the aftermath of fire at a shopping mall. So that's tragic. That's a lot of people dying at once, right?
Yeah, that's pretty. Those are some big numbers there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We did have a strong earthquake in Indonesia. Thousands of residents and cars under rubble. This did happen. And wow, these earthquakes everywhere. How about this one? We've been talking about the World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab. His is pushing a new technology that allows human beings to be replaced by machines. Okay, I'm not making this up. This is real, okay? It's like, are we doing this on the Twilight Zone or what? Because some of this news is unbelievable. Like, we've spent a lot of time talking about the Pentagon worrying about UFOs. But here's another one of those unbelievable headlines. You just can't believe that you're actually talking about this stuff. But according to Schwab, a person's brain can now be replicated using an algorithm so that the person's physical body can die and they can live on as artificial intelligence. Schwab said the technology means a person's body will be replaced by an avatar, so they live in the so-called metaverse instead of the real world. And so while addressing fellow globalists, Schwab noted that the technology will be necessary for the public good after his Great Reset agenda has been rolled out. And so the WEF chairman unveiled the plans during a meeting with fellow globalists of the Global Shapers community. And Global Shapers was founded by him in 2012. Well, it brings together anti-humanists under the age of 30 who have been identified as potential leaders. And they happen to be people like Klaus Schwab and Justin Trudeau, among others. Okay, so this is his viewpoint. I think that's absolutely absurd. If you read the Bible says, out of the body in the presence of the Lord. And I mean, this is about as absurd as the time we mentioned that people were using cryogenics to, you know, keep their bodies stored away after they die with the hopes of re-entering their body in some future event that they can somehow be rejuvenated after death. People are literally have their bodies after they die in these cryogenic tanks waiting for this day. And same thing with this whole concept that, oh, your mind can be transferred into artificial intelligence even if your body dies. Well, I've got a memo.
See, you got to realize this, man. So, they think that the brain, is the thing. But we know which is spirit is spirit. The spirit is the whole avatar to everything. Once the spirit leaves the body, it's been proven many, many, many times before. You can see the body, but you can't see the spirit. That brain right there you can see, but you can't see what went out of that brain. So my thing is, what type of mindset is you gonna have use a brain to be an avatar, and without the spirit, the brain cannot work. The Bible said in Book of Obadiah, they try to hold themselves up like God. Now, everything in this world lives, and everything in this world gonna die. So, why these people think they can continue life after death?
Bullets fly and now they're gone. All the wins ain't worth that loss. We've been down for way too long. Getting tired of holding on. I reminisce that I was dirty. Far from being holy. Had to keep it on me. Saw how they did, bro. Had to keep my guard. Pour out some liquor for the ones we lost. And I'm still grateful for all the time we got. Some of my niggas never really got their shot. I won't let them down. I make them proud the way I move. You know I represent everything I do. Down and out. falling in.
But the amazing thing is people don't know. The solar eclipse is happening on the very same day as the original plagues of the 3 days of darkness began.
No!
Yes, yes.
Okay,
it's on
okay,
the
okay.
very same day.
This one we're
this
getting ready
April,
to have.
April 8th is the very day of the 3 days of darkness plagues began in the
in
original
the land of
Exodus.
Egypt.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Is this a warning then? Is God, it's going, we got the Nineveh and the Jonah towns going through, but I mean, is what kind of warning is this?
Great question. Here's the thing. In Genesis 1:14, God declared the sun and the moon were for signs.
Right.
The only signs they can give is eclipses. All right. And the nice thing about eclipses, no false prophet can manipulate it.
No.
Okay. And they speak to every language, tribe, nation, and tongue.
Yep.
They don't need to be translated.
Nope.
Solar eclipse means judgment is coming upon a nation. Lunar eclipse refers to judgment coming upon Israel.
Okay.
Now, get a load of this. There has only been, since we become a nation in 1776, there has only been 8 total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States. I'm not talking about one that just clips California or Florida. I'm talking that traverses the whole United States horizontally or vertically. There's only been 8 since we became a nation.
Wow.
And guess when they occurred? 2 of them occurred during the Revolutionary War. 3 of them occurred during the Civil War. 2 of them occurred during the Vietnam War. Are we getting a hint of what this means?
Oh, no.
And so now in the 2000s, there was 2017, and now this one in 2024, and it's like a bullseye. It forms an X right over the United States. Now, here's what's amazing. Of those 8, only one, which was the one 7 years ago, it only crossed the United States and no other country. The other ones crossed Mexico and Canada and U.S. or something like that. But the United States was singled out with
just
the one 7 years ago.
Yes.
Once.
Wow.
And now we have April 8th on Nisan 1. That Nisan 1 is the same day the glory of God fell. It's the same day at the inauguration ceremony of Moses' tabernacle. Okay? This is when this eclipse crosses these two places in the United States, and it's definitely God wants to communicate with us. People have to understand, God wants to communicate. These eclipses are communications directly from God warning us of what's coming.
I mean, this is, without a question, a biblical sign. I was telling people earlier that, you know, you got the solar eclipses. That's God made. When you have a moon, a lunar eclipse or a blood moon that you were so famous to bring it forward, that's a God sign. There's 2 different types of locusts coming. You know, we know that.
Yeah.
You know, there's all of these signs that are coming right now are all God signs. They're not man-made, not man-manipulated. It isn't Y2K.
Right.
Okay? It's not the Mayan calendar.
Right.
It's not Harold Camping predicting the rapture.
Right.
All of which man-made and failed. These are God signs. You can't run from these. These are biblical, right?
That's the whole point. See, the problem is the church is on the wrong calendar. Because our regular calendar is based only on the sun.
That's wrong.
And Iran uses the same calendar we do. Okay. Then you have the Muslim calendar, which is only based on the moon. Now they're both scientifically accurate, but they're not the one God uses. Like if I'm meeting with you, we have a 2 or 3 hour time difference.
Right.
If we're going to meet, we got to agree on what time.
Right.
God is the master of time. And if you're a slave, who controls your time? The master.
The master.
He tells you
does.
When to go to bed, when to get up, when to do this. God, the first commandment, most people don't realize, you know, the very first commandment wasn't given on Mount Sinai. The very first commandment was given in Egypt, and it was get on my calendar. Nisan 1 is the first day. He wants his people on his calendar. Well, in Genesis 1:14, it says, let them determine the times. Not let the sun, not let the moon. But the reason why, you can only have a solar eclipse on a new moon. You can only have a lunar eclipse on a full moon.
That's true.
So that's why he says, okay, your months are based on the new moon. This way I can communicate with you.
Yep.
Okay, Passover and Sukkot are on a full moon, so I can communicate with you.
Because it's the appointed times. Appointed times.
Exactly. It's now.
Fam, y'all see a lot of things going on now. I hope y'all getting ready, man. I hope y'all seeing what y'all supposed to be seeing. I hope y'all not in a delusional state. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be a hard, it's going to be a sad situation if some of this stuff jump off and y'all not ready. Y'all in fear. Y'all in dismay. Y'all in distrust. Come on, fam. Come on. We got to wake up. We got to shake ourselves out of this stuff. And we got to get prepared, man. We got to get prepared. We got to start looking out at each other as a nation, not an individual. The black man, the black woman, the Spanish man, the Spanish woman, the Latino man, the Latino woman, the Native Indian man, and the Native Indian woman. We all got to get out here and gel together as a nation, man. Because a lot of things are getting really funny acting. And the funny acting thing is,
this is getting wild. The National Guard is going to be here now for the solar eclipse. This article today was released in an Oklahoma newspaper saying that they will have guardsmen present in McCurtain County for the solar eclipse. But things get much weirder. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. They're also urging residents to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have full fuel tanks. They're also saying that it's likely that communication facilities could be overloaded, possibly making it difficult to make cell phone calls. Similar warnings are going out in different states, including Noblesville Fire Department in Texas. And apparently schools are canceled this day, and people are going on Twitter writing statements like this: something strange is definitely happening. My kids in 3 different schools all got notices that school will be closed that day. What do you know about this solar eclipse?
They're lying about April 8th, 2024.
Yo. Check this out, y'all.
Yo, man, check it out. They lied to us about the eclipse. On April 8th, 2024, they told us it was going to be an eclipse, that the moon was going to block out the sun. But check this research out I just did, man, and tell me if y'all agree with this. Check it out. Now, I asked Google how big the moon was. It said about 1,000 miles. So that's pretty small. 1,000 miles is like driving from maybe New York to Nebraska. That's a very small radius. Now check this out. Then I asked Google how big is the sun. Look at this, 432,690 miles. Now you do the math. Now check this out. Now, I did a comparison, and it said the size of the sun and the moon. The sun measures 1.4 million kilometers across, while the moon is a mere 3,474 kilometers across. In other words, the sun is roughly 400 times larger than the moon. Now, as you can see here, look right here, y'all. Look how big the sun is, look how big Earth is, and look how small the moon is. So in other words, what I'm telling you is the moon is not even big enough to block out the sun. So there cannot be an eclipse if the moon is the sun is 400 times larger than the moon. That means it will be very, very hard for the moon to block out the sun. But check this out.
planet X may have has a mass about 2 times that of Earth and be similar in
now look at this. The predicted orbit. It says planet X is 10 times bigger than the Earth.
It orbits the sun at an average distance of 2.8.
So here go pictures right here of planet X at the end. Compared to Earth and all the rest of them. So if you really want to know on April 8th what's going to happen, it's really not the moon that's going to be blocking the sun. It's going to be planet X blocking the sun. Check this out.
24. It will feature four planets, Venus, Neptune.
Now check this out. On April 4th, which is 4 days before the so-called eclipse, check this out. Now it says the next planetary alignment takes place on April 4th, 2024. It would feature four planets, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars. The planets would align in the morning sky. Venus, Saturn, and Mars would be visible to the naked eye, but you would need a telescope or a high-powered binoculars to see Neptune. So there's a planetary alignment 4 days before the big event, okay? So the energy that's going to be coming to the Earth starts on April the 4th, 4-4, okay? If you look, April the 4th, April, 4th month, the 4th day, and then if you add the 2 and 2 of 2024, that's another 4, and then it's a 4 at the end. So it's 4-4-4-4. That's the real planetary alignment date. They're lying to you. The 8th is just going to be the end of it. The real event starts on April the 4th. All the 4s, April 4th month, 4th day, 2-2-4, and then the last 4, okay? That's the real event that's going to happen. You guys need to get outside and take up all the energy you can do. All the energy you can withstand. Don't have any shoes on. Preferably go in the middle of the woods or open field by yourself or only with people that's vibrating at a higher frequency, okay? This is really, really, really strong for you. It'd be a lot of solar healing on that day. And just enhance your DNA by taking off all your clothes, basically. Can't go out naked, but go in the middle of the woods. It's with less clothes on as possible, no shoes, and take up all the energy, man. I'll see y'all, man. The solar event is happening, y'all. It's happening. It's really going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, fam. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of stuff. And it's a lot of stuff going on in Hades that y'all need to keep your minds and eyes set on. Hades was one of them big things at one time, but they fell off by all the crookedness and wickedness that they allowed to come back into their area. You heard one of the Haiti residents talking about how the Clintons over there, and they over there taking over the land and the oil and the resources and stuff like that. So now that's why Haiti, they trying to act like Haiti's this and Haiti's that, and they working against Hades, trying to steal Hades' resources, and then they putting Haiti, like Haiti got a problem, they got to go solve it. Anytime America said they got to go into place and help people, you know they got some crafty counsel going on. We already know that. We need to start building up our IQ, man. We need to stop having the IQ of retardation of 77, just borderline retardation. You know, that's not a mockery or anything, but the Most High made us an intelligent people. So we can't dilute our intelligence by not trying to, build that intelligent IQ muscle. You know, IQ come in different aspects. You know, you might have an IQ in one level, but in a different level, your IQ is not that strong. So therefore, we can always build each other IQ up so that we can be able to be able to, put that work into it. First, we got to understand and acknowledge that our IQ is down, because now the IQ I see in Hades has went down at what, and now that America done dumbed them down and put their wickedness on there and put their plot out there, and people from Hades killing each other over white supremacy, KKK, and over the Clintons. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she made them big moves to Haiti, and Clinton went out there. So why is they trying to force a president in Hades that they don't want? That is the uproar up there. That's why I tell all nations, why y'all allow other people to do this, and you know their track record. You know, these things that these people do must stop, must end, must come to a cease. And we got to sit up here and put that to reality, not fantasy. Being real, not being mean. Being honest. But we don't want to do that.
This morning, as Haiti spirals into chaos, dozens of U.S. Marines were choppered into Port-au-Prince, the elite anti-terrorism unit in place to reinforce security at the U.S. Embassy, which remains open. Members of Congress stepping up, organizing a private evacuation of 10 Americans, including best-selling author Mitch Albom, who wrote Tuesdays with Maury.
When we got there, the violence in Haiti really sparked. I felt responsible that we had to get those volunteers out.
Albom and his team trapped for a week, unable to leave the orphanage his charity runs.
Every night that we were there, you could hear the gunfire out.
Why is a Caucasian man having charity in Haiti? You know what I'm saying? They always saying they got some charity or some type of foundation, but the foundation is something over there trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the foundation.
Three, not just a fired shot here or there, but rapid fire automatic rifles, and it was getting closer every night.
He says he was heartbroken saying goodbye to the children, saying he's luckier than most who are still trapped there, with gangs controlling at least 80% of the city.
When we were in the helicopter, all crunched up on top of one another, and you know, one of the pilots said, "You've now cleared Haitian airspace, you're in the Dominican Republic airspace." There was like some applause by some of the people who were inside, but for my wife and I, it was kind of a gut punch because we realized that our kids are still there.
But the vast majority of Americans, like Jill Dolan...
You hear what he said? His kids are still there. You know, they're doing all that pedophilia and all this. So what makes white people think that they have the obligation to save the world and they destroy the world? They put their wickedness fingerprint all over the world. See, this is the crafty council that y'all got to really understand, and the people of Haiti, and the people of Haiti sitting up here killing the people that look like them over crazy. Now, I'm going to start getting on y'all too, Haiti. I'm going to start getting on y'all like y'all I get on Africa. And if y'all feel a certain type of way, oh well. I don't mean it to be harsh, but real is real, and being honest is honest. How in the hell that you have your own country and your own land and your own resources, and you got, just like the France doing over there in Africa, you got America doing that over you and that. What is that mindset? What is your mindset, Haiti? This is something I don't understand. You got Caucasian people, non-pigmentation people, non-melanated people who have a low frequency, who have a history of being wickedness, and you go sit up there and accept that, and y'all got your own country and your own beautiful nation, and y'all allow these people to come and destroy it and live in y'all land and push y'all out. See, I look at us as a nation that came over here on cargo slave ship, and we are under oppressed under the Caucasian man. We never had no land that we could say we had in America, because every time we build something, they destroyed it. So we couldn't have what y'all have, but y'all allow. What is y'all IQ frequency is low? Y'all so wicked down there that y'all can't get it? Y'all so much need to grab the Bible to understand
how to treat your brothers, but y'all allow other people that don't look like you to start mess up in your country to make it look like this. I don't understand the mindset of y'all.
Can't escape. She's calling on the U.S. government to begin evacuations.
Every day I wake up thinking, Lord, please send us a chopper. Please send us an airplane that's going to come and rescue us today.
Now, this crisis could certainly cause a spike in migration from Haiti. Two administration officials telling ABC News that Guantanamo Bay is now being considered to be a temporary processing facility for Haitian migrants should a mass migration event occur.
See that? Now they're stirring up Haiti with all this mess. Where's the spirit of revolution of Haiti? America? Now, I'm looking at Russia. I'm looking at China. I'm looking at Africa. I'm looking at all these countries, Iran, and all these countries are being manipulated, being bullied, and being all this. And America is talking about what Russia is doing to Ukraine. Look what America is doing to Haiti. Look at what America is doing. But we don't want to put our mindsets up on that. And hey, and these are our people. These are our people in our nation. The Haitians, Haiti. That's what we don't understand. And we allowing them to go in our land. And we got people that look like me in America, my brothers and sisters that look like me in America, going to Haiti's killing their kinsmen. Over white supremacy, KKK, and colonialism, and letting all them get the big oil in the wealth, and you come home shell-shocked, got to beg the VA to give you benefits. Well, we waiting on the Most High to come, man. We are really, really waiting. We are waiting so hard, just like the Bible said, for the saints. We're praying, we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're praying, and we're praying for the Most High to come. Because this is madness out here. Now, it's a difference if we as a nation had the right proper utility to stop this mess. But we don't. We still under the curse. The Most High in Deuteronomy 28:68 said nobody won't get us out of this captivity. Was it Mark 1:70? No, Luke 1:70 said the Most High got to come and get us from our enemies. That's Luke 1:70. Who was our enemies, man? Now, right now, who is our enemy in a fleshly realm eyesight? Who is our enemy as a nation? What other nation is our enemy? What other nation showed that they don't like us? What other nation treated us like vomit on the ground? And what other nation don't want to do the right thing? But we don't want to be honest. You know what I'm saying? We always want to backpedal. And that's why I understand when I start talking to people, y'all. You know, when I start talking to people and I start asking questions, you know, they can't answer the question. They always want to dilute what they want. That's why you can't reason with a person who can't answer the question that you asked. Don't answer answer my question with a question. If you can't answer a question and then throw your little narratives on after it, because they come with, well, this, but. But you just change, what you button for if you changing up? I believe in God, but. I believe in the Most High, but. I believe in the Bible, but. I love my girl, but. You see what I mean? This is what they be telling me, because now the Bible said, that's why the Bible said, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay, because anything else will be evil. That's when you say what you say, then you put a but in. Then that's evil of what you thinking and what you feeling. That's how you feel. So just say, this is how I feel. Don't act like this is what it is and this is what it is. And then when you put that butt in it, this is what it is, because this is what. Because you don't feel that way or you don't see it that way, don't make it ain't that way. And the people in Haiti, I get on Africa a lot. But I don't understand how y'all have all these minerals. I understand. Because you got the Clintons out there, and the Clintons got the American corporation out there sucking and revitalizing and pushing Haiti out. But we got to realize this is all in the Most High doing. This has got to happen. Whatever the Most High got to going on, he got to going on. Because he said he scattered all this nation. He scattered all his nation on all four corners of the world earth. So these people that's coming over or whatever, they might be the people that the Most High scattered. This is the Most High. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So why am I even going to try to figure out why he got going on? I just got to analyze it. Whatever's going on, I got to analyze it, because, you know, he's the author of this whole situation. He's the producer. He's the narrator. He's the writer. He's the screen setter. So all I got to do is just watch it and be entertained by his work. Because we fail to realize that all glory goes to the Most High, right? All glory goes to the Most High. So when the Most High come back, all glory coming to him, because everybody see him, everybody know him, and everybody know what they got to do. We coming back to our own spot. We going to start ruling the world like the Most High want us to rule the world. And we're going to come back as a nation and love each other like we're supposed to be loving each other. And the rest of the nation is going to be our servants. The rest of the nation is going to be in captivity. If we was in captivity for all the other nation, why can't the other nation be in captivity for us? But that's how the Most High said it anyway. He said he made the earth for our sake, Israel. He made the world for our nation. And look at our nation. And look at this world and how big this world is. And we supposed to have our fingerprint on everything in this world, but we don't. Only the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman and the non-melanated man and the non-melanated woman have their fingerprint all over this world. And my question is, how can a nation of people that stay in Europe, doesn't have much in their country, doesn't have really life in their country can come over to everybody else's land and have their fingerprint in it. Esau blessing. What was his blessing? He will be the dew of all, he gonna be the dew of the earth. He gonna be in everybody's land, just like the dew do. That's one of his blessings. That's why you know. That's why you should know. And if you don't know, that's why you should do your research. To truly find out. The forefathers of Esau is the non-melanated man and the non-melanated woman. That's the forefathers of Esau. We see it through scriptures, because the Bible said two nations will be in your womb. Two manner of people will be separated from your bowels, and one people, one nation, will be stronger than the other nation. Two nations are in your womb. Why did the Most High say that? Two manner of people will be separated from your bowels. One nation will be stronger than the other one. And the first one came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called him Esau.
I study the Bible, so I know it well. Yeah, can't let nobody make myself a sell. Can't even lie, yeah, I still struggle, but I know myself. I fear God, I told him I don't wanna go to hell. Pray for the sermon, I'll be asking what's the gift in me. Must be this music, cause the world think I'm so sick with it. I switch my style, some people love it, some trying to get with it. I think what matters most is I'm living out what's God written. I make mistakes, but I embrace them, I'm still human. I escape from that place that made me feel ruined. So every day I still chase what I think I'm losing. And pray to God in the end that I don't look stupid. Why do I feel I'm unable, double-minded, I'm unstable? Wanna put all me on the table so God can make me an angel. Was living life like Cain, cause I was jealous of Abel. God told me, look up, child, I just wanna save you. I need to hear your voice in life so I could get through this. For you, I shoot for the stars every time and I don't miss. Every time I drop a hit, I still don't feel the bliss. And deep down I know it's only cause I'm still living in sin. You transformed my pen, they laughed at me, now I'm laughing with them. Transformed my gifts, so now I can't even rap with them. I need to use my talents cause the devil be distracting them.
Well, it's home chilling the wine. I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. We have the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He said it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check him out.